Well, the age of naivete is really ending. The Great Awakening, the Fourth Turning, is here. And more really smart people are digging into what's happening, and the bad guys are in trouble. But it doesn't mean that humanity's won yet. Colonel Roxanne Towner Watkins is our guest. Find her show on Rumble every day, 4 p.m. Colonel Towner on X. Very smart lady. She's with us another 20 minutes. So you've been to a lot of war colleges, Air Force war colleges, and you hadn't learned about Gladiator. You thought, well, that's crazy. They have such huge archives. You were saying you went back. What did you find?
Okay, I found nothing, actually. Not a single book in the entire library for all professional military education for the entire Air Force. I've also had a conversation with a retired three-star general who ran Air University, and he had never heard about Operation Gladio either. But I did find in the periodical section an article that was in Defense and Diplomacy called The Night of the Short Swords, one article in one magazine, and the immediate next issue, which I had to get a copy of, is a rebuttal to the previous edition called Debunking Gladio, and you'd never guess who wrote the article. Theodore Shackley.
Ah.
And he basically says in his rebuttal, yeah, no, that didn't exist. And it was written in 1991. Operation Gladio was admitted to on the 2nd of August, 1990, by Prime Minister Andreotti to their Senate in Italy. He actually just came out in the open and said, yes, we did it. We shouldn't have. And all of the rest of Europe, with that revelation, was asked, hey, are we doing this? Of course, they all denied it. So then, in 2 months later, NATO had a meeting because they had two offices set up to coordinate all of Operation Gladio. One was called the Clandestine Planning Committee. The other one was called the Allied Clandestine Committee. And they had a meeting. And so Andreotti got back on the air in Europe and said, okay, here's a list of your countries that went to the meeting. Now you go ahead and tell your people that you were not involved in it. You were just at a meeting.
Sure. And since a lot more of it's been released, but notice the double meaning there. Knight of the Short Swords. Well, what's a short sword? A long knife or dagger, which was the name of the Nazis taking out their political enemies, Ernst Röhm and the SA, after Hitler was able to take over in 1933. So what is the meaning of Knight of the Short Swords is? It's assassination.
Gladio. Gladio translates into Italy as a short sword. That's what that word means.
Very interesting. So the Roman sword.
Yeah. So a couple other things, just so that people can do a little additional research before we get back together again. I ran across a very interesting company that allowed all of this to transpire. It was, the name of it is Crypto AG. Crypto AG is a company that's originated via the NSA and was a result of World War II and encryption and all of that other stuff. And so it appears like it's a private company, but it is not. There was a back door that was set up into these machines. And they set up this company using the guy that was basically the inventor of it.
Hold on, stay there. We have a 1 minute break to join a bunch of stations. Come right back here, because from the beginning of computers and machines, they've always been about control, back to IBM. And after that, day one, it's always about back doors. It's always about surveilling people. It's not the technology's bad. The way it's been built and deployed has all been about control. Now we see the AI rollout. We'll get your take on where this is headed and what we do in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds now, listeners. You are everything. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. and share that URL as well. You are the Modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with our guest, and then in the next hour and 10 minutes or so, we'll have, or 40 minutes we'll have left. I've got so much to hit. I'm so loaded for bear on what they're doing. And I don't, you know, say this to be fancy pants and say, oh, look at me. It's well known. Regular viewers have seen it. The CIA undercover videos, the documents, the depositions, the FBI in the show trial against me in Connecticut, where I was already found guilty by the judge, putting the head of the FBI of the state on the stand to explain he went and initiated the lawsuits. We're like, why is he doing that? We even know that then. And then we later learned from the depositions and documents that came out and federal documents, and we started researching it, that the whole thing was funded by the DOJ at the behest of the CIA under a national security memorandum signed by Obama in 2013. And then when Trump first got in February last year, after he was sworn in January, we get that CD in the mail from the FBI with all the information in it. So it's just amazing that that's how active they are and the type of stuff they do. And it's so prolific and so big that, you know, they sheep dip people into the CIA. That means, you know, it's secret. And that goes back to that, you know, Nazi werewolf program or sleeper cells, but in your own country, in your own government. And my mom's brother was, you know, Army, Vietnam, helicopter pilot. He got into Iran-Contra very high level. And then everybody thought he was basically out of that, but for a long time he was actually still in it. And we learned that when he died. And then my dad's cousin, who he called his uncle, he was about 10 years older, lived out at the same ranch. You know, he was in the Army and all the rest of it, and was a nuclear missile controller and instructor was his main job. But that was really just his day job. He was, you know, even as a plainclothes person, you know, call him up. He told my dad that when he was dying. My dad already knew a lot of it, but he told him and him alone a lot of it. And it just shows, it's not like my family's that special, though they recruit out of Texas heavily. You see the military and you see the intelligence systems, and it's like the tip of the iceberg. Under the water, it's much bigger. But as the world discovers this and understands this, a lot's happening. Finish your last point. Very impressive, Colonel Roxanne Towner-Watkins. And then I want you to get into what we do now, the current permutations of this, and what you think's coming and what the public can do. So thank you so much.
Thanks. So we were talking about crypto AG. And it really goes to the extent of this operation. So Crypto AG was an encrypted device sold to countries out of neutral Switzerland with this front company that was basically backdoored not just to the CIA, but also to the German BND, which at the time was Reinhard Gehlen, the former Nazi. And they sold it as something that a country could use to communicate with all of their embassies around the world, encrypted. And so I want people to understand, since the end of World War II, the CIA has been able to intercept every single cable sent from a State Department to their embassies around the world in real time. And over 100 countries bought this system. And what was very interesting to me when I was doing the research, the company finally was shut down in 2020 during Trump's first term. The whole South American network of how they were able to do Operation Condor, which is kind of like a kissing cousin to Operation Gladio, was through Crypto AG. And Crypto AG had a mainframe on the Army base in Panama, right near the School of Americas, which, for if your audience doesn't know, is where they trained all of these people, like Otto Skorzeny's training center. School of Americas was on a military base in Panama doing the, basically the same thing in Latin America. And just kind of as an aside, funny, because this is not funny at all. Recently, before we nabbed Maduro, he made the comment to the press that he couldn't possibly be a dictator because he wasn't trained at the School of Americas. And that's kind of a blowback, because everybody in Latin America knows that all of the military dictators that the CIA installed when they overthrew the governments down there was a graduate of the School of Americas. And I don't know if you caught this, but recently, right before Matt Gaetz left Congress, he was drilling the AFRICOM commander, and he, because that school didn't go away, they closed it. They got kicked out of Panama. It's now called the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security and Cooperation. It's located at Fort Benning. And Matt Gaetz asked the AFRICOM commander if for a list of all of the graduates that had graduated that are now basically military dictators in Africa. And I got in touch with Matt Gaetz after he asked that question, because I was floored that he even knew about it. And he said he never did get that list. They just ignored his suspense.
So, Colonel, what is the state of the secret state right now from your research? And surely they can't be happy that there's such an awakening to it, that we see their counterstrike trying to be in total control and societal a division. You see Trump declassifying a lot of stuff. A lot of it's really been powerful. And where do you see Trump's position in this? Because he was definitely against the deep state before, but about halfway into his new term, about 10 months ago, we began to see a shift. Or do you agree with that assessment?
So I believe, just as you articulated earlier, that because this is so embedded, what I see happening is at the bottom end of the scale, that a lot of people were frustrated with the bombing of these boats in the Caribbean, saying, you know, that's not the real, you know, threat. No. But again, from my aircraft mechanic days, I worked on electrical systems. Everybody knows that when you plug a circuit tracer in, the rest of the system lights up. And so what I see happening is there's been a top-down approach of trying to shut off the top pieces of this, the illicit oil sales generating that Venezuela was doing, that Iran is doing or has done in the past, because that provides another whole black market of funding. So I think there's a top-down approach, but I also see a bottom-up approach where they're cleaning up some of the bottom pieces. And every time they take out a node, like what's happening in Mexico right now, it lights everything up upstream. And you can't simply just decapitate this monster, because it'll just grow a new head. And you're talking about a system that is almost 100 years old. And not just post-World War II, because that's the formation of the official CIA. That doesn't mean this stuff wasn't going on before that. And to your point earlier about this being a Anglo-American machine, and the Fabian Society and the Milner Group over in the UK made it very well known that they were going to recolonize America come hell or high water through the Pilgrim Society, infiltration of the secret societies here, the CFR alignment with the RIIA. And so this is an ever-evolving thing, and it has very deep tentacles. And so far, what I see is this approach to take this system down. It's not happening in the way most people would like, because it's not with all of the bells and whistles and, you know, going in and dragging people out of their house or whatever. But I definitely see a march in the right direction. That's my assessment.
Well, I saw a racing exploding off the blocks the first 8 months, and I was just beside myself. I remember the New York Times headlines. If Trump declares Mexican drug cartels terrorists, that'll crash the stock market. Now, there it is, labeling cartels could hurt the U.S. economy. Trump is literally hitting that red button that Catherine Austin Fitz talked about cutting the drug money off, that brings down the entire deep state system. But if you don't replace it with massive investment of AI or, you know, industry oil, all the things he's doing, $20 trillion promised, $10 trillion already coming in, that was all the right moves. That's why I was so against this Iran thing, because in all the numbers, if they even close the strait in a few months, that creates inflation that is baked in that then, you know, kills the recovery, and then we end up going bankrupt, which is what BlackRock wants, so they're so happy now. But yes, Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico, it's all connected to the deep state. It all goes back to the CIA, the international networks, that, as you said, go back to the British East India Company and the trust that set up Skull and Bones, that was the arm of that here in the United States. So it all goes back to these shadowy networks. And so I did see Trump literally starting to cut it all off. And he had Elon in there, just like a bull in a china cabinet, taking down their stuff. And then it was like, suddenly, that's enough. And then we didn't see any movement against the deep state. We're starting to see some indictments. And we're seeing some good moves on stopping the gerrymandering. So it is way better than the Democrats. It's just that I have a real problem when I've done deep research on Trump and know all the different angles, that if they had Epstein stuff on him, they would have used it before. But then he told MTG, and he said that publicly since, oh, it just hurts the country, the stock market. It embarrasses my friends. Move on. And we know that it was a massive international intelligence system with MI6 at the top, Mossad and CIA all involved, Ehud Barak, weapons, drugs. He was on the Trilateral Commission board in Rockefeller's place. I mean, Epstein at 30 in 1991 was chosen to be the stand-in for David Rockefeller when he couldn't be there. As you pointed out, the Rockefeller Foundation basically set up the whole modern UN globalist system. But I was right about Epstein, the first really talk about him, but wrong in that he was way more powerful than I actually thought. And you know, in these emails, and imagine what they're holding back. They're so devastating. Him and Bill Gates talking about killing all the poor people. They're literally talking about, you know, the sex slaves and all this. I mean, they're not even using code words here. And so can you imagine what else is in there? Now, the argument I heard right when he was reelected from people next to him was, look, he's not involved, but the CIA, he thinks is right. It's too damning. It'll hurt the country too bad. They're going to stop it. Which they have stopped the massive trafficking in and things and found a lot of the kids, but they just think it's too bad to bring out. And I said at the time, and I talked to people in the cabinet, I said, the deep state's going to turn around and sting you in the ass and now act like you're involved in it. They're going to double cross you. Just like I said, the Pentagon's right. 90%+ chance the mullahs don't fall and they close the strait and that kills your recovery. Can't you think like that? Like, Trump's not dumb, but then sometimes he doesn't think multi-layer into something. And then he ends up being handed the bag. We lose the midterms. The Democrats then really will try to impeach him. It's so frustrating. And then the neocons spin it like, oh, I just hate Trump. I'm a Democrat now. I'm on the Iranian payroll. No, I want him to succeed. So that's a mouthful. But in closing, how do you respond to that?
So obviously, Trump knows a lot more than any of us. He was embedded in the system. And that's one of the things that through my research, I came to realize that every facet of how the CIA operates, whether it was in Hollywood, he was there. When he bought international resorts down in the Bahamas, that was a mafia organization. That was a CIA front. And I'm like, how the hell did Trump get involved in that? And then he's in the casino thing in New Jersey and construction in New York. He's been embedded in this network for a very long time.
And the mob was scared of him, but nobody else. Now, obviously, he sat at the feet of Roy Cohn, who was the number two under McCarthy and basically directed by Eisenhower and Nixon. So, yeah, let's just say it. Trump and his whole family, like his uncle, have been super spooked up from the start.
Well, I wouldn't say they've been spooked up. If I was going to, and you can go to Operation Great.
No, I don't mean low level as an actual agent. I mean, they've been at the, they've been watching at the upper echelons how it all works.
Correct. And so that's what I'm saying. He's not going to leave any tenet of this organization in existence. I believe that it's all coming down. How much of it we're all going to know about? Obviously, I have no idea what that's going to be. But I will also say, since we all know all of this, it cannot not be addressed. This is all, none of the information that we're talking about is classified. It's all been declassified. And until there's a reckoning of what actually happened to RFK, what actually happened to JFK. We can't move on as a country. I'm sorry, we just can't.
Well, I know this. The deep state, both neocon and liberal and global, was so scared of him, came after me when I supported him like nothing I'd ever seen. So that to me was verification. Yeah. He was good. Then he didn't start new wars the first time, did all this great. I was happy to be his big defender. I've just seen changes, and I don't think those are feints he's pulling. I don't know what deals he's made, or maybe a lot of the bad guys are coming in defecting. I'm not sure. But we are starting to finally see some indictments. Are you heartened by that?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, let me mention just one, because I had a little happy.
No, take all the time you want. In fact, I'm going to shut up for 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, so Paul Campo, a name most people don't know, he was the deputy director in the DEA for money laundering detection of drug money. He was indicted for money laundering after he retired. Now, my research clearly indicates, and it's written about in many different books, that the DEA has been integral. They even had an office inside the DEA that was had CIA officers in it, in the whole drug trafficking. And there was an effort in the early 70s called CENTAC, C-E-N-T-A-C, that was a special group that was set up that went all over the world. They had more bust of drug operations than any other entity in the American government ever, for the amount of money that they were given. And every single one of them in the book says that they could only go so far up the chain before they hit the CIA and was told to stand down. So when Campo was indicted, he was indicted with a guy, his co-conspirator, by the name of Robert Sensei. And all you have to do is look up Robert Sensei. And as soon as I saw his name in the indictment, he's the guy that went to jail for Iran-Contra shit during the 80s. And I'm like, that's the guy you pick to be your co-conspirator? And so that just indicates to me this guy's been dirty for a very long time. That was a huge arrest, and it didn't even stay in the news for 24 hours. And that's why I say, I think there's a lot of things going on that until you understand Operation Gladio and all the players in it, you're not going to see a lot of the stuff that's happening, because it's not, number one, it's barely covered in the news. And number two, even when it is covered, it's only in the news for 24 hours and then it mysteriously disappears, even though it's huge.
Well, that's
so
the thing.
I'm very optimistic.
Keep going.
I'm just saying, I'm very optimistic about what I'm seeing here, both on the international narcotics thing, which is a huge funder of all of this. But it includes more than just narcotics, the weapons trafficking and all of that other stuff. And human trafficking is huge under the quote unquote refugee. And where do we get the refugees from? Oh, all of the CIA regime changes overseas. And that's another part of this entire piece of the puzzle. People, again, don't see them collectively. When the CIA goes in and overthrows the government, not only do they get a Western-friendly, usually military dictator, so the oligarchs can go in and get cheap labor, but you also have a flood of refugees, which is human trafficking. They are brought into the United States, and they set up like the Somali fraud network. And this is all part of their operation, because they're trying to weaken America at the same time, because they want us in this one world government. And so you cannot separate the weapons trafficking, the narco trafficking, which also has a very negative effect on America, and the human trafficking piece of this outside of Operation Gladio, because the whole regime change nature of them overthrowing foreign governments generates this entire thing.
Simply incredible. Right after you leave, you'll probably remember one other point or two other points you wanted to make. Any other pieces of the puzzle? And again, back to this, so, what can the public do?
Well, let me just throw one other thing. It'll be the teaser for the next time we do this. JFK assassination. This is a little known fact that I mentioned about the guy that was implicated in the proposed assassination in France with De Gaulle. But did you know that there were two OAS agents in Dallas on 22 November 1963?
I did, and George Herbert Walker Bush was there too.
He was. Well, the two OAS assassins that were in Dallas that day, one of which was picked up by a Dallas police officer and given a ride to the Mexican border. And the reason we know that is because Charles de Gaulle sent a cable to his Mexican ambassador saying, I want that guy tracked because I have a trip next week to Mexico and I may be next. And when you read about this in the Fairview books that actually document it, they say he was deported. He was not deported. He was escorted to the border by a Dallas police officer. And of course, we also know that over 50% of the Dallas police force was a member of the 488th Military Intelligence Unit that was co-located outside of Dallas. And we also know that 2 years before the 1975 investigation into assassinations to include JFK, St. Louis mysteriously had this massive fire that burned all of the records.
Just like the key records on the Clintons' corruption and MENA, Arkansas, and the CIA drug dealing got blown up in the Oklahoma City bombing.
So, talk about Oklahoma City bombing. Do you remember the name Andreas
Strassmeyer?
Strassmeyer?
Mm-hmm. German intelligence.
You know, he's German. His dad was the interior guy in Germany during Operation Gladio when they had all the domestic bombings in Germany. And he is he was their trainer. And he, too, was allowed to leave. You know, like, no big deal. Just go ahead and leave the country. You see.
And I talked to people that worked in the building that survived, who saw him there the week before with the deputy head of the ATF, Ricks and others. In the building.
So I know you covered Waco a lot. When I was looking at Waco, do you know who the Fort Hood commander was out during Waco?
I do remember. Tell us.
Wesley Clark. What was his follow-on job eventually? Oh, he was a NATO commander too during Bosnia,
right,
which also was a regime change.
And they wanted to launch a domestic war against the American people. That came out in declassified documents. They used Delta Force to kill everybody there at Waco. Just, it's unbelievable. And McVeigh was at Waco as a sheep dip operative of the CIA and the Pentagon. And then he didn't want to bomb the Marrow building, so they set him up. And then who was his doctor from the time he was arrested until he was executed? Jolyon West, the deputy head of the MKUltra program, who was also the doctor for Sirhan. Jack Ruby, and basically every other lone gunman.
It's all connected.
It's unbelievable. And, of course, the Unabomber was CIA. That's declassified. All right. Very impressive, Colonel Roxanne Towner Watkins. Learned a lot from you. Always good to talk to somebody that knows what's going on. Amazing. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Find our show. Is it 4 Central on Rumble? All right.
Yes. No, Eastern time, sorry.
Eastern. All right. All right, thank you so much. Amazing. All right, I'm loaded for bear. The UFO disclosure. The head of the FBI says it's about to happen. I'll give you my take on this and more on the other side. But remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The Democrats say we're off the air. We're not. Tell everybody we're on the lot, on air at alexjoneslive.com. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red is proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, get the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90%+ reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show. And on Rumble, and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/AlexJonesLive, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Tomorrow's news today.
Had complete control of the media, and they were just doing whatever they wanted to do, and everything was in secret, and they had these little, you know, meetings, like skull and bone types meetings, where they'd all wear cloaks and shit and go to Bohemian Grove and all that.
Is that not happening anymore?
I think Bohemian Grove is very toned down now. I think they use it now for meetings and stuff.
Thanks,
and
Alex
people
Jones.
Get together. Yeah, Alex and John Ronson f***ed it up for everybody.
Yeah.
But I know a bunch of people have been. Kid Rock went. He told me he went.
Well, there's a feeder group to it.
Oh, yeah?
There's a feeder group to the main group, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means they invite entertainers and different people.
Oh, so they say like nice things.
Well, then they figure out who they can hand select for the main group.
I got invited.
I did, too.
I'm not going to go. No way.
Pass.
No way.
That's Joe Rogan and Aaron Rodgers talking about Bohemian Grove. And then Bohemian Grove itself is a feeder group to even more out-of-control globalist groups. And it's just one chapter of Bohemian Grove-type organizations all over Western Europe. We know that from several German chancellors that said, oh, we love our druidic groves, and the Americans and British come to ours, but my favorite place to do the rituals was Helmut Schmidt, former West German chancellor of Germany. But my favorite place to do the rituals is Bohemian Grove. I've got that book in my library. It's like $1,000 if you can find it on Amazon. So it's out of print forever. And that's how this all ties together. And it itself is an offshoot for adults. Skull and Bones is adults, college students, but for older adults of Skull and Bones. And that's all admitted to. So we've come a long way. These systems are being exposed. They know they're being exposed. Big developments on the House Oversight Committee hearing on the Epstein ongoing cover-up. It's just going to get worse. And the congresspeople coming out said that what they heard Luddnick say under oath is so bad, but it's sealed right now, that if, quote, President Trump heard it, he would fire him today. I don't know about that. I think Trump knows all about it. I don't think he was involved. And for me to say that, there's thousands of data points that go into that, okay? It's not a defense of Trump. I know Trump's M.O. I know people that have known him forever. I know women that were married to him. Oh, yeah, I've talked to Trump's, you know, well, one of his ex-wives. I know women he dated. I know his wingman, Roger Stone. It's just not his M.O. to be compromised. Well, I'll get to that coming up. It's horrible. You had a really smart colonel on, and she's looking and analyzing all the stuff that's happening. And she thinks overall that Trump is moving against him a lot harder than what we know. And a month ago, I was on the fence about that. And I'm not endorsing Trump. I still have big problems. I'm certainly not endorsing the Democrats either. I'm trying to keep Trump honest is what I'm saying. I think the jury's out right now. But there are so many high-level indictments that have happened and even convictions in the last year and a half, and it doesn't get any press coverage. Now, the big super A-listers like Comey and, you know, Brennan and all that, they re-indicted Comey. They indicted the top advisor to Fauci, really one of his handlers. Well, now they've indicted the big associate of the CIA. She's been a CIA operative there in Virginia, and so that's definitely closing in on her. So Trump went from just exemplary the first 6-7 months of his administration, the new one, to sideways, to almost off a cliff with his Iran behavior. And now we're kind of going away from the cliff back the other way. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. And then I love it. The people that are just totally hate Trump will be like, oh, we knew you'd go back to sucking his weenie. That's what they always say. You were back to sticking your nose in his butt crack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jones got back on the Trump payroll. I don't get any money for supporting Trump. All I get is lawsuits and persecution. But because of policies like killing carbon taxes, I supported him. I'm not endorsing Trump. I am simply covering balls and strikes. I got a bunch of good stuff they're doing here. So I've been praying for this. I mean, don't you wish he'd just go back to where he was 10 months ago? I'll assure you, though, as his real constituents and his real U.S. citizens, letting Mark Levin be our boss and sitting down and shutting up. You're not MAGA if you don't do exactly what Mark Levin says. Tune in tonight and hear what I think. Mr. President, we talked. It's time to use the atomic bombs. I don't know much about the military, but I know that'll make them quit. Use the nukes, Trump. And then the next day, yeah, their whole civilization will disappear tonight, never to return. What else is that but nukes? What am I supposed to do? Oh, that's a great idea, Trump. What do you think? We just nuke them and nothing happens? Do you know what all the studies show that'll do from our own Pentagon? I confirmed 3 weeks ago that he asked the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, to show him the attack plans, because they have plans for everything, to nuke Iran. And you know what? He told him, he said, I'm not doing that, and if you order me to do it, I resign. Now, why do you think he said that? Because it's been war-gamed and actuaried out the yin-yang. Pakistan's publicly said, if nukes drop on Iran preemptively, they first thing they're going to do is nuke Israel. And they got high-tech weapons and missiles. So to all the good old boys, and I'm a good old boy too, but I don't wear a cowboy hat, but I got cattle. I don't wear cowboy boots, but I know how to lasso a cow. See the difference? Actually, I do wear cowboy boots. I can't help it since I'm talking about it. My point is, let me show you the best boot ever. It's not even that expensive. You'd have to pay like three times this. One of them fancy brands. It's not even that expensive. I need these guys a sponsor. Most comfortable boot ever. Look at that. That is the most badass cowboy boot in the galaxy right there. I mean, it's as comfortable as a tennis shoe. Look at that. Crocodile, baby. Crocodile. $500. You'd have to pay $3,000 for that from a Lou Casey or a Tony Lama. Tecovas. It is made in Mexico, but, you know, the Mexicans are the original cowboys as much as anybody, so they sure doesn't know how to make a pair of boots. This is next level. Oh, I need to be a sponsor. Of course they won't. Oh, there you go. Oh, I love them. Comfort is just insane. Sorry, starting over. Advertisement for somebody that isn't a sponsor. Well, I realize that. I don't wear cowboy boots. Well, actually, I do. Every 5 years or something, family will give me some cowboy boots. And they're not bad. They're just, they're not comfortable. Unless they're like an $80 pair of Justin El Cheapos. Then they're comfortable. But like the fancier the boot, the more uncomfortable. Like, why would I wear a torture device? Just because it looks cool. Not doing it. But I'm digressing, aren't I? I am digressing. Oh, back to good old boys. They'll be wearing a Dickies work jacket and old pants, welder pants. And you're like, oh, you're a welder. Oh, no, I'm not a welder. Oh, well, you work in a machine shop? No, But the average person says they're a good old boy. They're like, I want a glass parking lot and them ragheads and blah, blah, blah. We just need to kill them all. You're a coward. You don't want to nuke them Arabs. The Iranians aren't Arabs, jackass. Learn something before you shoot your mouth off, is my point. So I'm not knocking people that want to ride around on the back 40 in their four-wheel drive and, you know, shoot their 30-odd six and stuff. That's who I am. I just get really irritated when it's these fake good old boys. They're the ones that always love big giant wars and always love all this stuff. But did you study any of it? Do you have an Air Force colonel on that's an expert on it and I can finish your sentences? You think I just pulled all that information out of my butt? All these, you know, people that she'll even tell you her professors didn't know about? I know about all the names. She'd be on a name, and then this, the name. I'm not bragging here, but you understand. When I say I've read thousands of books, I've done it. When I say I've interviewed thousands of people, many of them insiders, I've done it. I'm not up here talking out of my ass, is my point. And I'm not all hat, no cattle, is my point. And I don't say that to you, like, oh, I'm King Kong, I'm real smart. I'm just saying it scares the hell out of me that I know more about general knowledge about all these systems than probably anybody. And she was a really smart lady. She said, no, Trump's not really an insider, but he's been involved in so much of the big systems. He's a generalist in so many systems that he understands it all. And that's really when you get real knowledge. I've talked about that a lot. That's why they hired Epstein. He was a bad generalist, but he had so many pieces of knowledge in so many areas that that's why they brought him in at 30 to be the stand-in for David Rockefeller to head the Trilateral Commission. But these elitists always do. They've always got one or two people that they pick and they choose so that, you know, when they're asleep or sick or tired or out of town, can make the decisions. And that was Jeffrey Epstein. And from all the sources I've talked to, high level and his victims off record, they won't come on, the real certified ones, a few have, Epstein could go from a satanic murdering demon, blood drinking demon, in 1 second, back to totally charming and nice and complete control. And he could do complex mathematics and accounting just like that. He could be completely charming just like that. He logistics, management, everything. And he worked like 18 hours a day. So I'm not talking the guy up, but he was one evil son of a bitch. And then that temple they got, the photos that came out, what's on the chalkboard, serious high-level black magic, folks. And, of course, they found all these tunnels and stuff under it. And Steve Bannon goes, are you the devil? And he goes, oh, don't say the devil's name. That scares me. And when he says that, it's like made my skin crawl. By the way, there's a really famous comedian that co-host with Jimmy Dore is also a famous comedian. And he knows the Onion people. And he said, I just want Alex Jones to know I've been at parties and I know them and they are devil worshipers. He doesn't just say that. We've got that clip coming up. Well, no kidding. You've seen the stuff they produce? I have high-level knowledge of these people, okay? And I didn't know what certain words were. And we looked them up. It was horrible. So I've corrupted my brain more just going, what's that symbol? What's that word? I'm like, hey, look up this word, Rob Dugos. You don't know what that word is. We looked it up. I mean, that's one thing about having to study these rapists and murderers and criminals and devil worshipers is I've had to learn all their lingo and stuff. It's just like, please, God, help me. And I couldn't imagine being a good FBI agent or federal marshal that has to actually, or police detective that actually has to watch these films of them killing kids and stuff. Because they say nobody can do it more than a couple of years. I mean, it is just the stuff that all those detectives saw on Wiener's laptop. It's tied into Podesta and Epstein and all of it. They said that all of the New York detectives that saw it cried. And they'd seen footage of kids getting killed before and gotten sick. But watching household names that they'd seen on, you see on television, raping and chopping kids up and drinking their blood, it just reportedly next level. Like you're watching a government official murder kids, and you're just like, what the hell? And then what, of the 12 that saw it, 11 had been murdered, shot in the back, run over in their front yard, poisoned. But take one look at Uma Abedin. Take one look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, take one look at Anthony Weiner or his handler, Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is so alien that on camera he served raw hamburgers with unmelted cheese on them. You know, the Germans created thousands of special commandos, a lot of which had at least been raised and partly in the U.S. or gone to college there, who could pass with American accents. But they taught the GIs and people questions to ask them. And they'd ask them stuff like, who won the World Series last year? Or, hey, you need some petrol? They'd say petrol instead of gas. And then they knew to draw on them and shoot them, and it was Nazis. Let me tell you, Beto O'Rourke, Pocahontas, Chuck Schumer are all on tape serving raw hamburgers with unmelted cheese. Put him on buns. Here, have a hamburger. Elizabeth Warren, oh, look, I'm having a beer. I like beer. I'm like you. I like beer. My husband gave me a beer. I love beer. And then she goes, and then the top just falls right off before she even touches it, like in Caddyshack where he's pouring the Perrier for the date, you know, one bottle to the other, to act like it's fresh, and he puts the top on, and then and then he gives it to her, and it falls off. He goes, ooh, wow, that really popped off easy. It's the same thing. I mean, it's like what are these things, man? Like seriously. Look, I drink a beer. Look, I know how to open it. Hillary, look, I know how to open a jar of pickles. I'm human. I'm like you. Beto O'Rourke serving raw cheeseburgers on English muffins. Mark Zuckerberg tried to convince us he was human. Sorry, Zuckbot, you failed. Oh, man, when he testifies to Congress that time, and you look at his eyes, he looks like Data from Star Trek. The lights are on, like Clint Black says, but nobody's home. In fact, download The Lights Are On, But Nobody's Home. We'll Clint Black, I want to go out to break with that. Don't worry, I got plenty of time to hit the UFOs and the Epstein stuff. Sorry, I went off in a jag about all this. But let me just stop right there. You know, this UFO thing is so big. I got all this new data center news, too. What Zorhan Mandani's up to. Of course, he's a CIA red diaper doper baby. So's Obama. These people are all sick. The good news is their reign of terror is coming to an end. and not soon enough. All right, so we're hearing everywhere that this imminent disclosure of UFOs, then Trump was going to do it in July. Obama runs out 2 months ago and says, no, the aliens are real, but I can't get into it. And you've got all these Pentagon people and others coming out with so-called disclosure, but it all sends you down rabbit trails when you're an expert on it. And you got all these sightings of weird things. Most of it's human craft, but there is all these weird fireballs and all sorts of strange stuff going on. And then you've got Kash Patel coming out. I'll play clips here in a moment, saying, no, no, no. I've been given the first group of documents. We passed them on to be classified. It's imminent. And then they start handing. He's like, well, you know, God's created a lot of things in the universe. I'm sure it's real. Christ has many flocks. And I don't think Patel or even, you know, people like Hannity know what's going on. But if you think they're going to give you the truth, if you think they're going to give you real disclosure, I think you should be, let's just say, not naive. Because Trump has declassified so much real stuff, I'm like, who knows? They might just do it. And people are saying, oh, this is a distraction from Epstein. No, Trump said, and tried to get it declassified, and they blocked him in his first administration. He said 2 years ago on the campaign trail he was going to do it. He was going to do it quickly. So, no, that is not a distraction from this. He's already covering it up. He's, you know, is Iran a distraction? No. Netanyahu wants it now and has wanted it for 25 years or longer. It's just what it is. It has nothing to do with the Epstein thing. They're not doing this war for Epstein. They're not doing the alien disclosure on that. They believe that other governments or groups are about to do it. They want to be the first to do it, is why I think this is happening. And they want to be able to put their spin on it. So religious leaders told, prepare now for UFO disclosure to unleash Bible-changing revelations. That's the Daily Mail. Other headlines. Trump's alien files could shatter Christian beliefs. Churches should prepare for it, claims pastors. Well, what I was told decades ago and what's now been leaked by whistleblowers is that they're splicing humans and animals, which they've declassified they are. They just haven't shown them to us. They can make whatever they want or have someone in a rubber suit or use a hologram. You've already seen those to fool people. I mean, people thought War of the Worlds with Orson Welles was real with his radio show and Mercury Theater. They went out and started shooting water towers because, you know, the aliens kind of look like water towers in the book. So if they thought water towers were aliens attacking, you got some people in rubber suits landing. We already got anti-grav or gravity control, or you got some animal-human hybrid. I mean, who knows? You're going to have hysteria. Or they put out a bunch of deep fake AI that's even better. You can't tell. It's already so good you can't tell. You know, they got something even better than that you know, will look completely real. And all you got to do is shoot footage of AI with a regular camera, and then it pixelates it at a level where the computers can't see the watermark. So there's a lot of ways to do this, but bottom line, the time of change is here. They know they can't suppress it anymore. And X-Protect, you know, is the bad group we know exists, going back to post-World War II. Daniel Lewis, who I really respect, and a lot of others think that Trump's on the side of the good guys overall and wants to release the real file because of the innovation, the technology. A lot of it is, too, America wants to start announcing, hey, we're really ahead of everybody else. Yeah, China and Russia have got a lot of this technology, but we're way ahead. And so innovate out of the debt and all the rest of this. You think AI is a big deal? Well, this is really advanced alien technology, which obviously it is. You think we came up with this? So bottom line, we're about to see something really, really, really big here. So I got a couple of these clips from Hannity and Kash Patel. Yeah, let's go to the long one. Let's go to 37. Here it is.
Have you watched Age of Disclosure?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, you're busy. You have a full-time job. I'm more and more convinced that probably, and my faith tells me, you know, we have universes within universes. There's no limit to God's imagination. So the idea that there would be life on other planets that may be visited here, that would not at all shock or surprise me. Have you ever looked into it?
We're looking at it. Here's the thing. Again,
okay, I want all the details.
Here's the thing. Every other president before President Trump could have said, hey, let's look at that and get the American people the information. What did he do? He stood up an interagency process with Department of War leading that effort to get out the documentation related to everything that you're talking about, not just from the FBI, from the IC and everywhere else. And so what do? We already delivered our first tranche of information to that committee, and they're going to be publicly releasing this information very soon. We are all for it. There's nothing in this subject that we're talking about that we don't want release. Our job at the FBI is to work with the White House and DOW, give them the information, and then they're going to put that out in a methodical process. And you're going to start seeing those releases literally happening in the very near future. We just met on it.
Do you think we've ever recovered alien forms?
I don't have any information on that specific.
So, you know, Donald Trump is kind of verbose. He talks a lot.
I'm going to let you tell him that.
I tell him anything I want. I have no hesitation. But he clams up on this issue, and I don't know why. I've never been interested in it. I'm like, I want you to get interested in it.
Well, it's just another example of President Trump listens to what the American public has an interest in.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a job that's a billion times more busy than mine. You know, I'm just focused on law enforcement, national security, and crushing violent crime. Yeah. He's got to do a million different things at once, and he still has the time to say, stand up an organization. The American public wants the documents. We've already delivered the documents.
All right, let's stop there. How do we believe what the different agencies have given Trump is the truth? Let's just not be naive about all this, okay? All right, we're going to break. I'm going to come back with the huge Epstein developments, the biggest yet. This is really coming to a head. Massive mishandling by the Trump administration on this, on the good side. Involvement on the bad, that's just the facts. You'll get some of the first looks on what was in the committee hearings today that were sealed, though they're releasing some of the information. Now, I can't do this broadcast without you. I need your support. I sell you products that really work. All you got to do is believe me and get them. But regardless, see it as a donation and then be pleasantly surprised when it's great. We have the best medical-grade methylene blue, tincture, and capsules. But when they made the gummies with the same medical-grade stuff, they're concentrated, they're super strong, even stronger than our regular. So it's selling out. They had a first run of 10,000 bottles. There's about 1,000 bottles left. They'll have more in a couple months. If you want to have the ultra-methylene blue gummies, they're super strong. Get them now, thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, T3, pure iodine. Nobody else has it. This is the missing link with so many people. About a third of the public has serious, very serious deficiency in iodine. Get T3 now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get some Patriot apparel while you're there. This is a fundraiser operation. Please support us. Nobody's home. Nobody's home. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.